A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is a crazy story. A Florida woman who was accused of attacking her estranged daughter was stabbed by the 8-year-old girl protecting her mother. This is horrible. 8-year-old stabbed her grandmother with a kitchen knife to stop her from attacking her mother. They said the victim's estranged biological mother, whose name is Serple, entered the daughter's home uninvited through an unlocked door and attacked the victim with a serrated knife. While trying to protect her mother, the victim's 8-year-old girl grabbed a kitchen knife and stabbed her in the arm. Goodness, the sheriff's office arrived. They said the biological mother was the one in the wrong. She tried to flee, but they were able to get her. She's being charged with attempted second-degree murder. The kid wasn't hurt, thank heavens, but my word. Woman drives a tank to a McDonald's drive-thru. Like an actual tank, a ripsaw tank through a McDonald's drive-thru. It's a civilian tank. You know, people can own tanks. And it's a ripsaw civilian tank. It's road legal. The base price is $500,000. And it can go maybe about 40 miles per hour. Oh, and it gets a glorious 4 miles to the gallon, guys. Oh my gosh, it's so great. I still would drive it. But real slow. But the woman took it through. I'm actually surprised that it fit into the drive-thru because most of the drive-thru lanes are kind of small. The treads on that stick so far out. But yeah, they were able to drive it through a McDonald's drive-thru, and they was able to do it. So there you go. $500,000 base price for that. Like, where would you be able to drive it for $500,000? I mean, I guess if you can, you know, I don't know. Let's see here. We got a couple of other ones. There's a FedEx delivery that led to a $22,000 Rolex theft in Boca Raton. So apparently a Rolex got delivered to the wrong address, and the guy who signed for it and got it pawned it for $10,000. That's insane. The guy, 25, confessed to signing for the package, opening it, and then he gave it to a friend who pawned it. Who just has a Rolex sent to them? Like, why wouldn't you go, if you're going to spend that kind of money, I mean, that's $22,000. Why would you just have it like sent where anybody could sign for it? I don't know. That just seems... This seems kind of irresponsible. It's a Rolex GMT Master. It was bought and then shipped overnight to what the victim thought was his current business address, but apparently FedEx delivered it to the old address that he had, and a guy signed his name for it, and he had to visit the address. He spoke with the guy who admitted to signing for it, opening it, giving it to a friend, and then they pawned it for $10,000. And then he told the victim he'd give him $6,000. The guy already spent $22,000 on this. And it was the pawn shop placed the watch in an evidence hold after police intervened. So he was arrested on grand theft, a felony for property value between $20,000 and $100,000. He's still at Palm Beach County Jail. But what about FedEx for delivering to the wrong address? Or did this guy have the wrong address listed? That's the million-dollar question. Let's see here. Got a couple of others. Oh, there's, well, I don't know why people do this. Naked, a Boca Raton woman burglarized a bagel shop in the Buff. Oh, I hope she stayed away from all the food. It was in West Palm Beach. A Boca Raton woman is facing multiple felony charges. She walked into a bagel shop in the Buff. Yasmin Albla, 26, arrested, charged with burglary. Oh, this explains it. Felony possession of fentanyl. Oh, also prisoner escape. Oh, also giving a false name to law enforcement and possession of drug paraphernalia. Police were flagged down by an employee of the shop. It was closed for the day, but apparently she just walked inside. And they found her drinking orange juice, and she was wearing a store jacket. And that was it. And then before they arrested her, she tried splashing water on herself in the bathroom, stating that she just needed to take a shower. They found, this is, oh, she had a backpack and some, at least shoes. They found a glass pipe with burnt residue in her shoes and a small baggie in her backpack, and it was fentanyl. And she said that she has an issue with fentanyl. Oh my gosh. That's, yeah. So she was apprehended and she's still in jail, Palm Beach County Jail, $20,000 bond. That's it. Ammo Squared is a great way, worry-free solution to collecting, curating your ammo for the future so that you don't get caught empty-handed. Everybody remembers all the panic buying from the COVID days. You couldn't get anything. It was impossible to get any kind of ammo during that. You know how frustrating that was? Man, we were calling everywhere. It was really, really hard. And you don't have to worry about that with Ammo Squared because you can choose from over 70 calibers. You set your monthly budget, and then Ammo Squared curates your supply automatically. So you set it, and then you forget it, and you just ship it when you need it. It's super simple. It's all stored in a secure, climate-controlled facility, so it keeps your ammo fresh and all secured until you decide to get it delivered. No minimums, no hidden fees, free shipping on orders over $250. Great way to try out new calibers, top off training rounds, stay ready for whatever comes next. Visit AmmoSquared.com. Secure your ammo supply for the future. Don't run out when it counts. Stock up before training. Restock after to stay ready. That's AmmoSquared.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's a lot of outrage over, well, it's the South Park episode come to life with the strong woman where you have a dude that wins the strong woman competition. And that's what ended up happening at the 2025 World's Strongest Woman competition. Because the guy who won it is literally a guy, and he's a former porn actor, and he's trans now. And it took place just a few days ago here in Texas. The guy, Jamie Booker, he's a transgender athlete, so he's a male who pretends to be a female. On the pro strong woman stage, he's done 3 international performances. And he won the biggest of the year. And a lot of people found like videos of his, you know, old life where he was a dude. He went by the name Jamie J. Apparently, according to a number of, like Fitness Vault has it, where he was listed as a transgender adult film actor. Ugh. Anyway, there's a lot of fury at this because it's called the Strong Woman Competition. And he's a pretty big dude. By the way, he's a large dude. I don't I don't know. You can watch this. This is cut 20. So, wow. This is one of the people, the woman who should have won, who came in second place. This is what she had to say about it. Watch. Good for her. She just walked right off. She's like, I'm not even dealing with it. She just walked right off. She said, this is BS. And she just walked right off because she should. It is BS. She should be first place. She's a woman. It's the strong woman competition. And this adult male won it. This guy, he's gone through puberty as a dude. He's lived a lot of his adult life as a dude. He decided to start identifying as a woman because apparently women's sports and women's athletic competitions can be treated as JV. And he ends up winning. It is literally the South Park episode, which I wish we could play. But we can't because, you know, licensing and all that stuff. But, yeah, they had the guy who ended up winning the strong woman competition. It was just so, I mean, it's South Park come to life. It is absolutely come to life now. But there are people who were criticizing the second place winner for walking off the stage when, why would she stay up there and debase herself? It's disrespectful. I mean, you have a man who is beating all the women to take the trophy, and the woman for whom the competition was created and named, Strong Woman, is now kicked to second place. They should not be competing in the women's category. They've had It's literally South Park right here. This is what happened in Arlington, Texas at the Strong Woman competition. That's it. That is absolutely it. That's what happened. They could have, there's a reason why you don't have women pretending to be dudes going into dude sports. Because biology is real. If there was a construct, then you would immediately adapt to whatever strengths that men have. You would immediately, your body would reflect it. You could morph into it like a werewolf. Like a were-trans. You could just morph into it and you would immediately adopt all those strengths. But that's not how biology works. It doesn't work that way. This is not about science, and it's not about fair competition, and it's not even about women, even though they're trying to say that it is. It's not about women at all. And that's not fair. So I don't know why. How would this encourage anybody to even continue competing in this competition when you know that you're not going to get a fair break at it? You're not going to get a fair crack at it at all. That's, you know, I don't know. This is what Sophie Cunningham said. This is cut 21 talking about this issue, which it's true. Listen.
I think, and this is my personal opinion, but if you are a professional football player, basketball player, really any sport, but let's just take it basketball because that's where we're both at. Like, to me, like, if you're in that elite level group, yeah, you should be able to beat the girls. Like, I'm not surprised by that. Like, that is not I just don't get why it's continuing to get brought up. And like, if women are saying that, like, he couldn't beat them, yeah, he could. Any NBA star or player could beat a female in high school.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're dudes. Because they're dudes. You had a soccer team here in Texas that beat the women's USA team. Because they're guys. It's different. That's why. I can't even believe, like, we have to have basic education on biology. Like, we're going to have to do that now. It's just so weird to me. I feel bad for this lady. I feel bad for the lady that worked so hard and had to stand, you know, second place up there on that podium, was on the podium second place because the man took her spot, took her rightful spot. That's something. And it's more and more, it seems like it's happening. Although finally, at least the Olympics came around. So as we head into the holidays, it's not just about gifts, it's about gratitude and protecting what really matters, family and the future and your financial security. Colin Plume is the CEO at Noble Gold Investments. And I tell you, the market really opened my eyes as to how much can change in a year. I mean, think of it. The market changes fast, the economy, even your own job. So what's the smart way to make sure that your money is actually working for you? While you're sitting with family and thinking about all you've built, remember, Noble Gold Investments is here to guide you. Their team is helpful and informed. No hype, just honest advice. Gold is up 25%. The dollar is down 9%. And gold and silver have outlasted every crash and currency. It's about long-term value and peace of mind, not chasing deals. And so that's why you need to check out Noble Gold. Before you check out for the holidays, though, visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. Open a qualified account and get 10 silver holiday coins. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. Why do you guys think you win so many cases?
The insurance companies and other companies that we go against know that we're going to take it to the end, that we believe in the case. So we fight for every dollar, and we're not afraid to go that extra mile for our clients.
Are insurance companies like actually afraid of you guys?
We don't bluff. We take it to trial, and we are not strangers of getting very, very, very large verdicts.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's #529 from your cell phone. And our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I did not have this on my bingo card for end of year craziness, but a politician named Adolf Hitler is set to win election in a Southern African country. Oh yeah, it's a real story. It's absolutely true. This individual named Adolf Hitler Hunona, 59, is poised to win a second local election in Namibia on November 26, tomorrow. He's going to hold his seat. He got 85% of the vote in 2020. He's a member of a very left-wing party, and he said that I guess his dad liked the name, and he that named him that because he apparently saw it in the news and liked the name. And he just said that publicly he doesn't go by Hitler. He just admits Hitler, but everybody calls him Adolf. But he said he's not going to change his name. That's wow. And also, apparently, his car does have a swastika on it. At least that's what the New York Post says. Ooh, might be a little bit more than he likes the name. Just thinking. Scientists issue an ominous warning over a mind-altering brain weapons that can control your perception, your memory, and your behavior. They say the tools to manipulate the central nervous system, sedate, confuse, or even coerce are becoming more precise, more accessible, and even more attractive to different states for use. It's in a newly published book from two professors at Bradford University, and they say that China, Russia, US, and even UK have been researching these so-called central nervous system or CNS weapons since the 50s. And they said it's become so advanced that it actually could be created, which they said is terrifying, and I agree with that. A volcano in Ethiopia has erupted for the first time in 12,000 years. That's crazy. 12,000 years. Thick plumes of smoke up to 9 miles shot up into the sky, according to the Toulouse Volcanic Ash Advisory Center. It's in Ethiopia's Afar region, about 500 miles from northeast of Addis Ababa, and they said it erupted for hours. The volcano rises about 1,500 yards in altitude, sits in a rift valley, and there's two tectonic plates that meet there, so they said there's a lot of activity, but still, for hours, it erupted for hours. That's a lot. This Thai woman was found alive in a coffin after she was brought in for a cremation, according to the Associated Press. This is insane. This woman, she shocked the staff. They brought the coffin in, and she began moving, kind of scared the bejeebers out of the staff because they were getting ready to literally, like, you know, cremate her. And apparently, they saved her because she was still hurt. She opened her eyes and was moving. It's kind of scary. Everybody's worst nightmare. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store.
Apparently, you said, I hate the city. I hate the Tennessee bachelorettes. I hate pedal taverns. I hate country music. I hate all the things that make Nashville. I hate it. Now, in the audio, to me,
the bachelorette part is a little bit fair, isn't it?
It's so fair.
Sure,
we won't
sure.
We will make you weigh in on that, Afton. But
what would you like to say about this clip that's floating around?
So I'm going to say something I haven't said, and I think it's funny. I hope my parents don't kill me, but I do not hate country music. I was conceived after a George Strait concert. Singer.
I don't believe you. And also, that's gross. We don't even, I mean, I don't need to keep hearing more about this woman. This is her, what is her name? Afton. She's got a bachelorette name. Afton Ben. And that's after she was saying that she hated country music and she hated everything about Nashville, but yet she's running for office in the district in which Nashville resides. And you remember she went off and was saying that she hated everything about Nashville and country music, everything. Like, she just went off on everything. She seems a little extra, especially if you want to look and see what she... This is from 2019. This is cut 6-1. 2019, where she had to be forcibly removed from Governor Lee's office. So she seems like a drama seeker. Watch. Are you okay?
Sorry, that was completely unnecessary.
Good heavens. She's super extra. So she was told to leave. She didn't leave. And then I guess they had to forcibly make her leave. Yeah, she seems kind of like a handful. We're not big fans of hers. She seems incredibly dramatic. Like, all the things that she says that she hates, it seems like it's all... And she is all of them. She's all of those things. Oh, but there's more. So this is, she really hates married women. And I think, I think she's single. She really doesn't like married women. This is, let's see, let's start with cut 8, where she's talking about people who give birth. I know, listen to how I said that. Listen to what she says.
I think as an organizer and as an activist, like, we really have an opportunity here in this country to talk about what type of progressive policies we want to see as young women. And I think we have, you know, as women who can give birth, men and women who can give birth, we can maybe leverage that as collective bargaining, which is the basis of this book that I've just started reading, but called Birth Strike, and how we
so
can
she,
really-
the men, so she doesn't even understand basic biology. Oh, well, you know, like men and women who can get... Also, what was happening... I'm sorry to point this out. What is happening with her chest in that photo? It's like she's got pillows shoved under her sweater. I don't understand that. It's like they're all misshapen and weird. What is even that? That's weird, right? I'm not the only one who's seen that, right? That's... What is that? Juan, what is that? It looks like she's got... Like, why is it shaped like that? Anyway, I just... I can't. But then she says this also cut. So she went in and she was talking about men and women who can give birth, which isn't a real thing. And then cut 7. Oh, here's that third and fourth wave feminism we hate so much. Listen to this.
My therapist always asks me to transcribe my dreams when they happen. And the recurring dream I've had is
standing up in a cafeteria full of women, I don't know why I was there or whatever, and saying, I don't want children, I want power, and just screaming it at the top of my lungs. And for someone who grew up with my mother telling me never have kids because you will, you know, you'll have to give up a lot, you'll have to sacrifice professionally, which is what she was saying. And
oh, good grief.
Where I am now with seeing the consequences and the ramifications of women having kids and being in the political field and what they're able to achieve, because we don't offer, you know, it's like the political field hasn't met the challenge of working moms. They really haven't.
Oh my God. But also, I'm so tired of this.
The deeply patriarchal structures that these women are involved with because they've chosen marriage and they've chosen to raise children. And I think in the South, it's incredibly difficult.
It's not a patriarchal structure. This is so goofy. And, you know, maybe if she had kids, she would understand the, you know, that nurturing aspect. Maybe if she was inclined to even have children. I'm glad that she doesn't breed. I'm glad that she doesn't have kids because I can't imagine the kind of snot-nosed brat a woman like that would raise. Or a female like that would raise. First off, what really gets me, she was like, well, I don't want to have kids because I want power in her dream. She immediately sounds like a crackpot. She opens with, well, I was telling my therapist, you know, about my dreams. And I have to write down my dreams and all that. So dumb. She doesn't even understand that children are power. Children are your stake in the next generation. It's your legacy. That is power. It is incredibly powerful. And it's always, you know, unfortunate when you have clueless chicks who don't understand that. I mean, if you don't want to have kids, fine, don't have kids. But don't look down on everyone else as though they're playing a part in some sort of patriarchal structure. I mean, that's asinine. Good heavens. This is what third and fourth wave, they still keep operating on these old fantasies of, you know, a 1940s structure. It's asinine, and it does a disservice to women. But then at the same time, though, in that other clip, she was saying men and women who can give birth. So she actively says one thing, and then she undermines her own ideology. She can't even keep it straight. She undermines it with her other comment. But having children is power. That is powerful. And she just seems like she has never grown up. Lorraine says it's a wonky uniboob. That's what she says is why it looks like misshapen pillows. Same. This is what your couch pillows look like after some years. Is what is that? But she just sounds, whenever I hear her talk, she's always tearing down other women. Have you noticed that? She's tearing down other women going to Nashville, calling them bachelorettes, making fun of them. She tears down women who want to have kids and have families. She's saying that they're participating in a deeply patriarchal structure. It sounds like she is a jealous female who doesn't have a man, doesn't have a prospect of marriage or family, and is projecting her anger at that onto everybody, all these other women. That's what it sounds like. She sounds dissatisfied and discontent, and she thinks that everybody else is responsible for it. Because that's why she targets women so much. I mean, almost every single comment that I've heard her make, aside from the one where she claims that she was conceived after a George Strait concert, which gross. But every single comment that she makes, it's always about she's ripping some other chick every single time. She has no words of praise for them. And she keeps coming back to the whole Nashville bachelorette thing. Like that was the audio that we played for you today. That was the third. I've seen actually two other cuts where she was like going off on this. I don't understand the obsession other than she is dissatisfied with her own life and is holding responsible other women whom she is envious of. That's just what I get from her. Because she has all of these behavioral attributes that she claims that she doesn't like in other people, but they are all manifest within her. I mean, for crying out loud, she sounds like a ditz. I can't even imagine somebody like this running for Congress, to say nothing of how she hates the area that she represents. It's weird.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.